You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to Tales of the Resistance, where we bring you stories of defiance and rebellion as little glimmers of hope in overwhelming times. I'm Amber Hunt, who unplugged while on vacation. The world, meanwhile, kept burning. This week started with Senator Cory Booker shaking things up by talking his tushy off. As of this recording, he's still going and has been at it for more than 15 hours. Strike that, 16 hours. I'm sorry, folks, but for workflow reasons, I have to record these early on Tuesdays. I have other shows to write and record. Anyway, when Booker took the podium, he vowed to keep talking as long as he was physically able to do so. Before he began, he posted a video saying this.
I've been hearing from people all over my state and indeed all over the nation calling upon folks in Congress to do more, to do things that recognize the urgency, the crisis of the moment. And so we all have a responsibility, I believe, to do something different, to cause, as John Lewis said, good trouble, and that includes me.
What followed wasn't a filibuster. That's when lawmakers talk and talk and talk to delay or block a vote on a measure by preventing debate on it from ending. And in this case, there was no vote pending. The longest filibuster on record, by the way, was when noted racist Strom Thurmond went 24 hours and 18 minutes to delay the vote of the Civil Rights Act of 1957. What Booker did was unusual because it wasn't tied to a bill or a nominee, but it wasn't unprecedented. Senator Chris Murphy, D. Connecticut, led Democrats for 15 hours in a push for gun control legislation after the Orlando Pulse nightclub shooting in 2016. Right here, I'm going to have Amanda record exactly how long Booker ended up going for. Here's Amanda.
25 hours and 5 minutes.
Thanks, Amanda. This brief comes courtesy of Grab Bag listener Krista Tilley. More than 150 people gathered last Saturday on the International Falls Bridge to show solidarity with Americans on one side and Canadians on the other.
Good to see everybody out.
Demonstrators braced sub-zero temperatures to shake hands, hug, and link arms to form a line that spanned across both countries, the CBC reported. American-born Mary Ann Woods Kasich was among those who gathered. She told the CBC that the citizens of both countries living in the region have always felt as one community. She said, quote, "Every year on July 1st, we enjoy the Canadian fireworks on the waterfront in Rainier and celebrate. The Americans on this side gather in Rainier or boat down the historic Cantilever Bridge for the fireworks. My point is, historically, we have such a strong connection with our Canadian friends. It enlarges all our world on both sides 100%. End quote. Tesla takedown protests are showing no signs of slowing down, with some 200 of them hitting dealerships last weekend. To be clear, these protests aren't just happening in America. Listen to this broadcaster's accent.
Demonstrators are railing against the role the world's richest man now holds in the US government and are targeting his car company in a bid to hit his bottom line.
He's Australian, mate. On Monday, Newsweek reported that the protests are directly affecting Tesla's stock, causing it to dive 4% over last weekend alone. As one protester told KCAL News,
"We got to get rid of Musk and Trump. They're destroying our democracy. They're undermining our republic. They're turning their thumbs up at the judiciary. It's nothing short of a dictatorship and an authoritarian takeover. We all have to take a stand."
Musk, meanwhile, went on Fox to say his fifis are hurt. Here he is complaining about former VP candidate Tim Walz.
"I mean, you had Tim Walz, who's a huge jerk.
running around on stage with a Tesla stock price, where the stock price had gone in half. And he was overjoyed. What an evil thing to do. What a creep. What a jerk. Like, who derives joy from that? And
says the guy who joyfully brandished a chainsaw to illustrate how he's laying off tens of thousands of Americans as we speak. Okay, then. While the GOP is urging its members to skip town halls, one Republican lawmaker went ahead with a slate of them last weekend and got booed and jeered as she tried to defend Trump, Musk, and that whole Signal debacle. You know, the one where a journalist was invited into a group chat discussing an impending military strike on Yemen? Yeah, that one. The New York Times reported that lawmaker Victoria Spartz faced chants of "do your job" as the hostile crowd booed when she refused to call for the resignation of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, while Spartz tried to calm the crowd, saying, "You don't have to scream, and I understand there's frustration." The fervor continued for two long hours.
Tax the rich! Tax the rich! Tax the rich!
When one audience member told her she didn't understand her role as an elected representative, Spartz replied that indeed she did, saying, quote, "That's why I have these town halls," end quote. And maybe she deserves credit for that much. The real test will be if she holds another round of them in the near future. On that note, the GOP might be discouraging town halls, but that's not keeping some citizens from holding them anyway. Republican representative attendance be damned. Nearly 400 people showed up to the Bangor Public Library last weekend for a so-called empty chair town hall. This was in the Maine 2nd Congressional District, which is repped by Jared Golden. While the event featured plenty of speakers, Golden wasn't one of them. The Maine Beacon reported that the event was organized by Indivisible Bangor, a group of Bangor area residents resisting the Trump agenda one meeting at a time. State Rep. Sean Faircloth told the Beacon, quote, "For the first several weeks of the Trump presidency, I think a lot of people felt disheartened and not energized. But now I feel like we are roaring back, and that makes me feel very positive, despite what is a very dark presidency," end quote. After President Trump signed an executive order dissolving union contracts of federal employees, demonstrators gathered in Ann Arbor, Michigan for hours despite near constant rain. The Detroit Free Press reported that the large crowd included veterans, union members, healthcare workers, and several high-ranking Michigan Democrats.
"We will win this decade! And we will show that Michigan is the heart and soul of the labor movement!"
Representatives of the ARGE, the largest federal employees union, said the EO was the first step in privatizing veterans' affairs, making it easier to cut more federal jobs. AFGE bigwig Larry Barton predicted that privatizing the VA would be a disaster, saying, quote, "The VA serves millions of veterans a year with 172 medical centers across the country. The private sector does not have the experience, expertise, or resources to serve our vets," end quote. Days after that protest, the National Treasury Employees Union filed a lawsuit seeking to block Trump's move to strip federal workers of their bargaining rights. While Trump has said exempting large chunks of the federal workforce from collective bargaining was necessary to protect national security, the NTEU suit says none of the agencies covered by the order are primarily involved in intelligence or national security work. The FGE also promises to challenge the executive order, calling it, quote, "the biggest attack on the labor movement in history," end quote. One of my favorite things recently has been that anti-Doge protests are featuring images from one of my favorite movies, They Live. That's 1988's John Carpenter flick starring Rowdy Roddy Piper. See, the movie is about how the powers that be are really aliens who are using commercialism to keep us lowly peons in check. I share this tidbit as a reminder.
"I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum."
The reason I share this on this week's Tales of the Resistance is a reminder that when things are shitty, you can always make art. You never know who it's going to fortify in the future. This has been Tales of the Resistance, a production of Grab Bag Collab. The show was reported and edited by me. Amanda Rossman produced it. Daisy Egan did swell last week. To support Tales of the Resistance, plus the 15,000 other shows we produce at Grab Bag Collab, go to patreon.com/grabbagcollab.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.